Okay, let's turn our Bibles. I want to start a series this morning. Quite interesting series. All right, it's on renewal. All right, so let's turn to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. All right, Jesus said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Now, here's the point we're getting to today. And every branch in me that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may, or purges it, remove certain things from it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, I want to speak about renewal. And, I mean, life is in cycles. Some say that the cycle of everybody's life changes every 7 years. Some say it's every 10 years. But we all know that life is in cycles. In other words, you go through a cycle that one ends and another cycle is initiated that has different characteristics there that will require different things in order to flourish within that particular cycle. And so on, talk about preparation for this cycle. That life in itself is expressed through growth. In other words, wherever there is life, it's expressed through growth. The visible expression of life is growth. In other words, if you are given a plant and you see that the leaves are beginning to wither, the color is changing, you will see that life, all right, has been cut off from this particular plant. You look at the quote-unquote countenance of the plant, and you see that life has been cut off. You can look at the countenance of a person, and you know that something is wrong with the life force on the inside of them. Right? If life is present in an unhindered way, the leaves, if they're green, if a plant has green leaves, will be green, will be fresh, it will bud. So life is characterized by growth. But the point I'm getting to, and growth is change. In other words, wherever you have growth, you have that word a change. In other words, any person who is growing and developing is actually a person who is changing. Any organization that is growing and getting more fruitful is an organization that is changing. That it's going through, all right, changes. They are not resistant to the idea of changing. They embrace it and they constantly give expression to it. And people that do not grow or develop, all right, are people that hold on to fixed ideas. There are people that do not make any adjustment. That people that will not allow anything, all right, to come into them to bring about any form of change. So when we start experiencing stagnation, this is because the cycle that we are in probably is over, and another cycle. In other words, somebody says, I've stagnated for a period of time. Now, what just might be happening is that cycle is over. You are still living with the mindset of the previous cycle within your life. All right? It is over, right? And either you have not recognized that, right? And you haven't gone through the process of renewal. Any organization that says, well, our business was good 5 years ago, we don't understand what's going on, the cycle has changed. This change in the cycle can be affected through a government policy. All right, there are things that happen in the natural, all right, that affect or that show that there is a change in the cycle, right? And if we don't pick up on these things and go through that process of renewal or reform, then we stagnate and begin, all right, to die. Now, continuous difficulties in life. All right, in harmonies in your relationships, which means relationships begin, all right, to good relationships in the past, healthy relationships in the past, or are you beginning to have problems in all those relationships? Continuous difficulties indicate that you are either refusing to give out or to give up something you no longer need, which means that God has come and said, we've got to purge certain things out of your life. There are certain things that are no longer necessary. There are certain mindsets that you have held onto, or there are certain people in your life now, all right, that things have got to change. Mindsets there will say it as we go on, right? You're refusing to give out what you no longer need, or you are refusing to accept what you now require. In other words, there are certain things you now require, and you are refusing to accept those things into your life. Anybody comes around you and suggests those things is met with hostility. In other words, you'll find those things repulsive, even though all things around you have stagnated, continuous difficulties for a period of time, but you are still holding on to your ideas, your concept of life, your worldview, the paradigm or prism through which you see things, your understanding, your interpretation of Scripture, your knowledge of God, and all of those things. You hold on and retain, all right, those things, right, and you refuse to accept what you now require. We get so accustomed to the old. I mean, Jesus said it this way. He says, no man, straight away. All right, what we're talking about is it's the most difficult life skill. What we're talking about in this series. Jesus said, no man. Jesus said, no man. Now, Jesus said, no human being will straight away desire the new. Nobody will straight away just desire the new. The mindset, because men are creatures of habit, is that the old is better. But those that really make giant strides and are progressive on the earth have come out to a place where when they get to that place and they know that, hey, they catch themselves, this is the old is better, is what I'm doing, let me re-examine what is going on here. In other words, and one of the ways, we'll see this maybe next week, is that wherever they see life, wherever they see freshness there, right, that is going on, whether it's in their industry or not, they go there and they quickly understudy the fundamental principles that are, all right, responsible for the outward appearance. And they begin to see how they can adapt those fundamental principles into their own life and in their industry, which means if you understand the fundamental principles through which an army wins a war, you can adapt that those principles into how you grow your business. Once you understand the principle, all right, not the tactics down, but the fundamentals there, you get it. So we are so accustomed to the old that we are refusing the new is why we stagnate. In other words, there are new things God is telling you you've got to embrace in order to move on. Growth, therefore, is attained by the exchange of the old for the new, the exchange of the good for the better. And therefore, we cannot obtain what we lack if we tenaciously cling, all right, to what we have. So if you want to hold on to everything you have and everything that you are, all right, you will not be able to obtain what you need, lack, and who you are supposed to become in order to advance. Even Jesus said that we should seek the kingdom, all right, and his righteousness. Now, what righteousness means? His own right way of doing things. That we shouldn't just be like the heathen and pray, all right, when we have needs and all of that. Because those things, what he was saying there is that They are just pointers to a more fundamental thing that is really going on. So it says that it's speaking about a change that should occur in your life. It's telling you about a new door that should be opened up. You can read it in Luke chapter 12. It says, so the first thing you should do, you should seek his kingdom and his way of doing things, is that take from what you have and give alms to the poor. In other words, the whole idea is that you have to let go of something you have, all right? And then it says, let your light be burning and wait for the Lord who will knock upon the door. And once he knocks upon the door, open the door. So you're going to enter into new things. All right, and you're going to enter into a new place, new opportunities are going to be opened up right unto you. But it begins by letting go. It begins by understanding that I have got, all right, to be purged of certain things. So growth is attained by the exchange of the old for the new, by the exchange of the good for the better, right? Your present experience, therefore, in other words, you are going through some difficulty at this particular point in time, right? You are going through, right? There's some pressure and all of that. Your present experience, therefore, is for your own benefit. Now, this is what people need to understand, right? And I'll show this here. And that you grow by absorbing the lessons that are contained in it. That you gather the essentials that you will need, right, for the next phase from that particular experience. Now, people can say, well, you know, I'm in an office. You know, there's just somebody by me who is in that office that I have to work with. And this person, all right, being nice about it, I will say, that you're saying this now, that this person, if I'm going to be nice about this person's character, I will say this person is partially possessed. That's how bad it is. You follow what I'm saying here? Which means that this person just, you know, romps it and all of that. And what you're saying is, God, just get this person, out of my environment. Now, remember what happened to Paul. Paul said that, because of the abundance of revelation, and he discovered that, he learned the lesson. He absorbed the essentials out of the experience that he had. He just had something that kept buffeting him. But what was at the root cause there was that an abundance of revelation, and he saw this, had been given unto him. And he said, lest I should be exalted above measure. So it was a pride problem. He said, this messenger of Satan there came in. I opened up that space by that. And he said, I went to meet God, that God should get rid of him. And God said, my grace is sufficient, that I'm going to use this to perfect certain flaws in your being. Areas where you are weak. In other words, God looks and says, I know what is coming out, coming into your future. All right, the provocation you are getting from this person next to you cannot be compared to the persecution that you will get from this level of blessing. If you cannot be slow to speak, if you cannot be slow to anger, if you cannot be quick to hear, with this person next to you, listen, you will implode, all right, when the pressure of the next level really comes into your life. So let's train here. That's what he's saying here. Right? Get on the treadmill here. Let's work out and develop your character. Let's get you to a place where you are more developed in the virtue called patience. All right? Long suffering is something you have grown in. Because you are going to need these. This is what he's saying. All right? In the next step, it's not about whether you are right or wrong, whether she is right or he is wrong. That's not the point. The point is who is going to recognize the invisible hand of God in their situation there, and allow that invisible hand to do his work in his soul, and by doing that, or her soul, by doing that, you put yourself in position. I remember when I was young, very young, I watched this. It was a film on martial arts, and of course, martial arts film only have one storyline, and the storyline is revenge. In other words, you kill my father, you kill my mother, I'm coming back to kill your father and kill your mother. Story finish. All right? The rest is action. So what happened was, at the beginning of the film, they killed this man's father, killed the mother and some relatives. So he went to meet the master there. And went to meet his master and he said, come and train me and teach me so I will be able to revenge. And so the guy said, no problem. All right? You will become a master, all right, in a matter of months. So he told them the first day, gave him an axe. He said, go and cut logs of wood, all right, at backyard there. He cut. The man sold them. Cut, he used them, all right. All that. First week, second week, third week, fourth week, fifth week. This man just exploded, came back. What do you mean by this? You are using me in your personal business? When I came and he was shouting and going all of that, and the man said, listen, I can teach you all you know in a matter of a few months, and you'll be a master. But you have a character flaw that we have to correct. And if we don't correct this character flaw, and you master this particular aspect, you are going to react wrongly under pressure, and your skills will no longer count. Your character will defeat you. You know, I have two friends who are experts in martial arts. And they are some of the calmest guys I have ever met. Because their skill level is so much, one showed me a kick through which you can end a man's life if you're angry. One kick, all right? The way you raise your leg, you hit, the guy is gone. In fact, he told me in school back then, he said, Pastor, if you want to wake me up and I'm asleep, stand, give me some dish. I don't know, true story here. He said, don't ever just come and meet me and shake me. He said, because my thoughts, all right, to respond. He said, I might kick you where you will not forget for a very long time. So I'll stand from afar and call him to show him the boy will come here. But he will not use it under what? Provocation. Because if you use your own fist under provocation, the person, nothing really well. But if he uses his fist, he knows where to hit on the head, the weakest point, that, you know, that person will really need serious, they need to revive the person there. So God says that there are things, all right, that are coming, all right, in your future that one tweet should not make you scatter. Are you following what I'm saying here? They just send one tweet against you and that is the end. You don't even know how to respond, how not to respond, all right? And I mean, tweets have ended people's careers, you know that? Just responding wrongly to things there. So your present experience is for, all right, your benefit. Some of you are somewhere, the people there, your boss is so, difficult, because your in-laws will look just like that person. All right. And so what God is saying, all right, you've got to learn how to manage these people, because the man I have assigned for you, you have to be able to manage, all right, and develop, all right, wisdom, to be able to walk away from some things, all right? So you've got to absorb the wisdom contained in it, gather the essential for further growth and development. And this is probably the most difficult skill, all right, in the world. People even say, no, I don't think so, okay? And they push back, all right, on it. But remember what Jesus said. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. What did he say? He said, what you need is to learn. In other words, there is something you don't know that you have got to be taught. That is why it is so difficult there. Right? That is why this thing is so difficult there. Okay? I can't remember a classmate of mine put it on WhatsApp group. I can't even remember exactly the storyline, but it goes like this, about you being careful and not being hasty to do things. And it was a man who had to have a business meeting somewhere, and he had hired this private jet to go there. So when he got to the place where the jet was, all right, he just saw a pilot inside a particular jet, and everything was ready to fly, and he thought it was just that one and got into the jet. And the pilot said, thank you very much for coming, and then took off. And then, while he started talking with the pilot, he realized that the pilot also thought he was the wrong person, and he entered the wrong jet. Now, the pilot said, so now come and instruct me on how to land, since you are the instructor. Because there was an instructor that was supposed to come to teach him how to land the plane. So if you go through that kind of experience, next time you will not be hasty. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. I remember once I was in America, I came out of the hotel and I wanted to take a cab. And this cab guy was in front in the hotel. And I said, no. So another one in front said, no, come. So I said, no, 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 this is the guy I'm going to. He said, no, 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 no. Go, you go. I said, no, you are the guy. He said, no, 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 no. Go, brother, brother, go into that next one. I said, no, you are the guy. So finally I got to his cab. I said, he said, you know why I was telling you to go into that cab? He said, let me tell you this. I don't rush. I don't hustle. I don't do that again. He said, because something happened many years ago. He said, I was like this, we were in the queue, and somebody came out. It was my turn. This other guy came and rushed and all of that, and he picked the guy and, you know, cheated me, and I was shouting. He said, so I moved, all right, and the guy drove off. So I waited for the next guy. He said, the guy came back in 5 minutes, panting. What happened? Apparently, the two guys he picked up were thieves, and they had guns. He said, so I've come to learn that once there's a debate, release it, all right, that God is trying to protect me from something. So there are things that you go through that you've got to embrace, all right, the wisdom that is contained in it. Now, someone said, and let me read out what he said. He said, the ordinary man who has no knowledge of cause and effect. In other words, he just thinks things happen in life. He doesn't understand that there is something that triggers everything. That he doesn't understand, has no knowledge of cause and effect, is governed by feelings and emotions. He thinks chiefly, which means he thinks chiefly to justify his actions. So anytime the man is thinking, all what he's thinking about is to justify his actions. In other words, when he sits down or she sits down in that place with the other person that is making noise and causing trouble, all they're thinking about is, how do I justify my own self before people? Somebody comes up and you argue your case. Look at what she did. Look at what he did. And all of that. And, you know, this is what I did. And people say, you know, you were right. This person was wrong. And you are happy about that, that you have won the argument. This is how he thinks. And he misses out, all right, on the lessons of life because he doesn't understand cause and effect. That there is a reason why I'm inside this particular situation and I need, all right, to absorb, all right, the lessons that are contained, all right, inside the place. I mean, I remember talking to somebody in England last week and he was telling me that somebody told him somewhere that he admires my, what was it, something about my inner strength when something was happening some years ago. And I told him, I said, look, I've come to understand certain things about life, all right? I've come to see that, in ministry, no matter the provocation, it mustn't come into your message on a Sunday morning. No matter what happens. Because if you do that, that's what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to get the leader to plant those seeds. All right, I said, you can't. There's nothing that can happen inside this church. You won't hear me preach about it. You won't. I won't talk. You won't. I will not talk about it. All right, even if you just, I won't say anything about it because, all right, like what Satan is trying to do is trying to get you. Because once you start talking, then everybody at the end of the message says, they didn't hear what you said again. No, they're now saying, did you hear him? Something happened in that place. So. Some, all right, and everybody gossip starts, all right, and you are the one that fueled everything, all right, with the way in which you preached. So it's important. So you go through certain things. But I say, well, where did you get inner strength from? I wasn't born like that. I was trained by people that showed me plenty. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. When they show you three sides of life, you will know that, okay, this is where we live. Oh, are you following what I'm saying? Yeah. And then you develop inner strength, all right, to do that. So it's important. You go through things in life to get things. It's not about justification of yourself. It says this man is governed by his feelings. He thinks chiefly to justify his own actions, which means all of his thoughts is to justify his own actions there. Jesus put it in Luke chapter 16 and verse 15. He put it this way, Luke 16 and verse 15. If you can put it up. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, which means that's the important thing. That let's win the argument. And I preached this message many years, maybe about 10, 12 years ago, that you are either right or successful. You can't be both. Are you following what I'm saying? You are either right or you are successful. In other words, you get into an argument and you say, well, you know, I won the argument. More people agreed with me than with him. Doesn't mean you have learned the lesson of God. It says, you are there, we justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. So even though you have justified yourself before men, God knows your heart. He sees something that hasn't been corrected. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. So he went on and said, if this man fails as a businessman, he says that luck is against him. If he fails at office work, he claims he is because he is an outdoor man. If he lacks friends, he says his individuality is too fine to be appreciated. He never thinks his problem through to the end. Never. He seeks to console himself with explanations and excuses. He thinks only in self-defense. In other words, I'm in a situation and the only thing I think about, self-preservation, self-defense. Not what are the lessons that I should learn here. Somebody does something wrong. All right, I said something, someone did something, someone said something, I said I just left it. And the person says, I mean, there was a leader in a meeting, I said I left it. I said, look, I didn't want, you know, problem. And he went on and told me, he said, I remember my first boss I had, someone who did something, he just said, you know, let's leave this thing. So he reminded me of it, all right? Because sometimes, you know, you might win the argument and you have lost things that are more precious than the arguments there.
Thank you for listening.